Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 52, the new 52. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and dry land is not a myth. It's Ben!
Yay! Dry land is a myth, though. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I can totally relate. The skies here opened up and went bloosh right on us. I was like, wow, really? And then it did it for this duration of time, just an hour, where it was still a lot of water, but it wasn't going on for long. And the furnace-like heat going on out here wasn't lowered.
Yeah, I understand how that goes, because, you know, Phoenix. But, so... Everybody, I'm very sorry about last week. The reason that there was no show is because of me being, I don't know, a wimp?
I guess
you could say. Yeah, because, okay, so.
So your whole town is flooded and cars are floating away and you're not sure if your electricity will last through the night. So you don't podcast because you're a wimp.
Well, that and, you know, getting up or setting my alarm way earlier than normal just so I can get into work and help make up for all the work that I missed because it was not safe getting there. Yeah. Like, I'm going in early tomorrow for overtime because, yeah, we're in a world of hurt. But, yeah, I was a wimp last week because I'm all like, I can't do it. I just can't.
Oh my gosh, Ben, you are not a wimp and I'm going to bop you.
But anyways, I apologize everybody for no show last week. I just wanted to make sure that, the record amount of water that fell from the sky in Phoenix, like it is literally a record amount. There has never been a single day with more rainfall as long as it's been recorded. So
in all of time and history.
As long as the written recording of time and history for the Phoenix metropolitan area has existed, yes.
Yes. So in all of time and history, you get to say that, dude.
In all of time and mystery.
History. Wow.
See, I was so excited. I screwed it up. That's why I can't do things like that. Yeah. But other than that, what have you been up to, Aludra?
Me?
Yeah.
Little old me, what have I been up to?
Exactly. I'm curious because I know what I've been doing.
Yeah, I know what I've been doing too. Okay, so first there was this raid and it was a couple weeks ago.
What?
Yes, I know. I like went on a raid a couple weeks ago and in this amazing raid, I got not a battle pet, but an heirloom staff from Garrosh.
What?
I know. It looks like I've never really seen this staff before, so let me... It looks like a lacrosse stick made with a hand.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I never noticed that.
It is a hand-shaped lacrosse stick. I just want to bash people in the face with it, you know? I just want to go running and shoulder slam into things when I'm wielding it. So we can't have that. So it's probably going to get transmogged into something much more peaceful.
I want to do that now. We need to get an all-mage lacrosse team.
Exactly! But we all have the ball.
Yeah.
See, the problem is we all have the ball.
Well, that just means we're really good. We're teleporting it to each other so fast that it looks like it's in all of our lacrosse sticks.
Yeah, you never noticed, man. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw this thing. I whipped it and I looked down and went, I am a lacrosse player in a low-cut top.
Nice.
Yes, it's not very good for lacrosse, though, let me tell you. So I'm really excited about that because he finally dropped his heirloom, and yay. But I still don't have the pets.
So. Oh, you don't have any of them from there?
Well, not the ones we need for the contest.
So the only one, the gooey shawling.
Mm-hmm, or the freaking crawling claw, because guess what I got to do? A lot. Oh, you know, Blizzard, I do love you. I really do. And as a matter of fact, I drove by you a few times in the last few weeks. Waved you and everything, but you're letting me down with all this archaeology.
You know what you should do? Just pull up to the gate, talk to the guard, and say, look, I'm looking for a crawling claw. And then, okay, my plan backfired because there's nothing after that.
Yeah, there really isn't. They're not going to let you in.
No.
They're going to call security. No. But good news for the raid team is that during said raid, I think it was that raid, wasn't it?
I think so.
One of our raid members had his wife come on, who is lovely and awesome, and her tune name is Punky Brewer, mm-hmm. which is like the coolest freaking name for a monk ever.
Definitely.
I know. And she announced that they're gonna have a baby, and I'm so excited. I know. So yes, I'm very excited for the new baby that's coming in Raid, and I know it's not exactly game related, but too bad. You get to hear about it anyway.
It's our show.
Yes, and I'm very excited for my friends. So yay them! And you guys, I'm gonna like learn to knit battle pets and just deluge the baby with battle pets. It will be so great. Yeah, okay then. You don't have to be a baby to get them.
Yay!
Okay, you're Ben and you're awesome.
Yay! That sounds like a plan to me.
Let's see, other than WoW and digging in the dirt there, I played some Minecraft and dug in the dirt there, and they have bunnies in that game now. Ben, there are bunnies in Minecraft.
Let me guess, you pick some up, you put them in a pen, and now you have a pen full of bunnies.
No, because I didn't have any carrots, because it was a new game! I'm so upset. I had to start over because the game I'm playing on, it's the last build, and I wanted to check out the newest build, and then I'm surrounded by bunnies, and I can't keep them.
Well, okay, so if you do build a pen and you put some bunnies in there, will they multiply?
Yes, because I'll keep feeding them carrots, you know, just like if you feed chickens seeds, they will multiply.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need two, or can you start off with one?
You need two.
Okay, good. That is very good. Because, I mean, I don't play Minecraft. I would assume that it'd follow, you know, some sort of the natural order. But, you know, not sure.
Well, with the chickens, every chicken lays an egg, but you need two to make a baby instantly.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and 1 in 6 eggs can hatch into a chicken.
That's really neat.
Yeah. So, there's that. Let's see, and I've been playing my DS a lot. I've been playing Harvest Moon, Rune Factory 4, and Harvest Moon, A New Beginning, and more digging in the dirt. So, I've been really digging in the dirt in all the games. What about you, Ben?
So what you're saying is you're like Alan Grant. You're a digger. I couldn't resist. What have I been doing? Okay, so... since it's been a little while since we've talked.
Just a little bit.
Little bit. So, you know how I was working on that Alliance mage?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she dinged level 90.
Oh my god, you beat the game twice.
I know, it's crazy. So I got my achievement for the double agent, which I'm like, haha, I'm not even in a guild for this. I'm really failing in that potential of being a double agent.
Yeah, but you're not limited to a guild. You're spying on the entirety of the Alliance.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. But
so think about it like that and see suddenly you are much smarter.
Yeah, okay, that works. So I took her through most of Operation Shield Wall. I'm almost done with that. I've been having a blast seeing that from a different perspective. And in all honesty, that is the entire reason why I leveled that Alliance Mage, is because I wanted to see the Alliance's side of, you know, the Domination Point, Operation Shield Wall, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting in seeing the way that they present both sides of it, because, you know, it's understandable and relatable the way both of them are portrayed. And I finished the Dalaran section, which
still doesn't sit right. Right.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm sure that's, you know, everybody's played that. If you haven't, go back and do it, because it is a really good bit of storytelling, which Blizzard needs more of in the game, in my opinion. But on the Alliance side,
you hear that, Metzen? He's calling you out.
Well, what I'm saying is that it really makes you feel, no matter which side you're doing it on. You know, you're on the Horde side, you're defending, you're trying to save and get your people out and everything. On the Alliance side, I see why Jaina's as mad and upset as she is. You know, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, crazy Jaina or anything like that. So it was really interesting seeing that perspective, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm glad that I have a capped Alliance tune now, because I'll be able to take that into Warlords of Draenor and, you know, see that perspective as well once I, you know, finish the Horde side and everything. So
Well, I think the Alliance really had the better Northrend story, to be honest, because
they had some really cool stuff in there.
Well, yeah, they're going out and they're taking out under-lieutenants and stuff and you know, trying to weaken Arthas's army and his base of power and stuff.
Flashback in the cave.
Yeah. And what are we doing? Well, we're gathering up chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I did the Alliance side of Northrend, I felt really gypped as a Horde player. I mean, just brilliant. Now, I agree, they kind of get shafted a lot in story, but that's where they really shine, man. Let's go after Arthas's under-lieutenants. I'm like, yeah! Let's do that! That is logical! That makes sense! That is something we need to do!
And, you know, I will say, too, playing through Mists of Pandaria, there is a lot of neat stuff on both sides, but for a leveling experience, I prefer the Horde.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I think it was a lot more fun in that sense. But anyways, that's a different discussion for a different show. What else have I been doing? I've been raiding a whole bunch. I was with this crazy mage when she got her heirloom staff. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, well, it looked like
a lacrosse stick. Totally.
I am so excited about it. Just wow, lacrosse stick. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was happy that you were able to make it along on that and finally get your heirloom, because I know that all of our team, we still have a couple of people who still haven't gotten their first one yet.
What gets me is I was having such a bad night that night, and everybody was like, "Oh, you should go lay down. You should." I was like, "No, I'm gonna be here tonight." Because I've been looking forward to this, and it's just what I want to be doing, and if I'm not going to be here, I'm going to be sad. So, you know, everybody's just looking out for me, which I appreciate. And then my staff drops, and I went, "Ha! You didn't want me to have it!
It was foretold!
Mm-hmm. You are trying to keep me from my staff! My lacrosse stick! This thing I need!"
Very cool. Let's see. And last but not least for me, I've been working on my cloak quest on my monk, and she just needs 5 more runestones, and then I'm finally done gathering all that crap. So when I saw that the Black Prince buff was extended today, oh, so happy. So happy, because I got my secrets in 1 week.
Nice!
Yeah, I was really lucky with that. I'm like, sweet! So, yeah, that worked out pretty well for me. But that's about it. Now, I hear that there's something special that you want to say.
Yes, I am calling this segment, which is not a permanent fixture of the show, Aludra's Thank You Corner! For those of you who might not know, I am running a small fundraiser so I can afford to, like, sound like this. Don't I sound great, guys?
You sound so much better. I didn't want to say anything, but wow.
I know. And this is brought to your ears by you guys. Yes, you guys. So, this specific show is brought to you by Phyllis McDonald of 1 Minute Digital. Learn to do awesome stuff in a minute or less. We are talking all that arty stuff and cool word stuff and logos and just, I really don't know how to put it, honestly. It's how to Photoshop and various great things. And she does it. She'll teach you a new tactic in a minute. She did our logo.
Which I love.
I know. I love our logo. It's so awesome.
She did spend a little bit more than a minute on it, I believe.
Yeah. Just a touch. So if you want to check out her stuff and see the videos, follow her at 1 Minute Digital. That's 1MIN Digital at Twitter. And also huge extra special shout outs to Gomez. He knows what he did.
Yep. Now, if someone does want to contribute at this point, where would they go?
Oh, I didn't want to do this because I didn't want to seem like I was being, you know. But go to GoFundMe.com/Aludra. Yes, I made it as easy as I could for you guys to find me and donate.
Yep, it's really helping out the show, covering expenses. Expenses?
Yes, that's the word.
Not expenses. So, you know, definitely help out and keep the show going because, you know what, I'm broke and I can't contribute.
Yeah, I'm broke too. That's why we're doing this.
Yep, but in other news...
Other news? Actual news!
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
That's right, in other news, the 2014 BlizzCon pet has been revealed. So for all us fine folks going to BlizzCon or buying the live stream, you can now see a preview of the upcoming pet on MMO Champion. It was also tweeted earlier by the Warcraft Twitter. Now, this is great because he is, of course, a Murloc, and he's got this really awesome rugged orcish look going on. He actually looks a whole lot like Grommash Hellscream.
Grommash or Grommash?
Grommash.
Grommash! Okay.
Yes, because he's got hair.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but he looks amazing. He's holding a little tiny gore howl. I can't talk tonight, but anyways.
Words
holding
are hard.
A little tiny gore howl, and I am thoroughly impressed. I'm a huge Murloc fan anyway, but holy crap, he looks awesome.
Awesome. Yes, I love him. He's kind of orangey, but kind of pinky, so I'm going to name him Pinky.
That totally works.
Yes, he's so cute. He's a little pinky with an axe.
I might name mine Everything.
Everything.
Oh, wait, that'd be like a little Gul'dan. Never mind.
All right. So in other personal show news, we are getting a Twitter account. Yes, us super fun people at Battle Pets have set up a Twitter account. Follow us at Battle Pets Show. Ooh, shiny. It's got that new Twitter smell and everything. And if we look like an egg still, well, we are kind of lazy. But here on this shiny Twitter feed, you will find all the great things such as this week's team building and other assorted shenanigans without all the clutter.
Ooh.
Ooh, clutter-free.
Hey, Aludra.
Yeah, Ben.
When I'm checking Twitter, you know what I like to do?
Do I want to know?
I like to actually log in on my doghouse system in order to check Twitter because it loads so fast.
I imagine Twitter would load super fast. No, wait, I don't have to imagine. Ha ha, because I've got one too.
Really? That's amazing. What else can your doghouse system do?
My doghouse system plays multiple MMOs at once. Why? Because I'm just that crazy.
Yeah, that's why when I send you a tell-in game, it takes like 10 minutes. You're like, oh, I was playing around on a cat girl.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I personally love my doghouse system. And if you would like to check out a doghouse system and feel like ordering one, you know, whether it be laptop, desktop, one that has the really cool Battle Pets logo on it, head over to doghousesystems.com and put in the code BattlePets. That'll give you double the memory for free.
You can also order one with our amazing logo on it. Oh my god, it's so cool. I love my computer with our logo on it, because it's even that much more special to me.
Yeah, I got mine before the logo was available, so I'm a little sad. But still, I love my system. It's like 2 years old, and everything's still running brand spanking new.
I know. It's so crazy. Water effects in all the games!
Exactly. Raiding is so nice and easy, too.
It's brilliant. But do you know what?
What?
Ben, I already have a doghouse computer.
You
and
do?
I'm not looking to buy another one.
So do I.
So, guess what I'm doing?
You are going to cry in a corner because there's no other way that you can possibly support this show.
No!
What?
That is not true! I'm placing an order for Battle Pets t-shirts, Ben.
Battle Pets t-shirts? Where would you
yes!
find one of those?
You can go to slashloot.com and look for them. They're so awesome. And they're comfy, I'm sure. But I don't know. I'm going to get mine soon.
Yeah, they are actually very comfy. But if you head to slashloot.com, click on podcast, you can find the very cool, very awesome logo of Battle Pets on a shirt of your very own.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
So doghousesystems.com, slashloot.com, help us out.
Please.
Segway.
I love it. That is the best segue we have ever done. And it is the segue we are using to go into boss battles.
Round one. Fight. Boss battles.
Boss battles, where we go against the bosses of the game.
By battling them.
Yes, in pets battles. We're not raiding here. This is no garage thing. We're not doing no PvP unless it means pet versus pet.
So I can't bop them on the head with a lacrosse stick to win.
No, that is frowned upon.
Okay.
Yeah. This week we are looking at the Blingtron 4,000!
He just wants to party!
Woo! Yeah, we need some more dancing music for that. There we go.
Okay, I can't keep that up through the whole segment.
Light switch rave! Woo! All right. So, his first pet is called AU. It's a golden rocky elemental type, which cracks me and Ben up so much. Because AU is the atomic symbol for gold.
Yeah.
Gold!
Is great. I was looking this up and all,
And he knew that off the top of his head, guys.
I'm a big geek.
Yes. But you're my big geek for
Yay.
This show. So, his first ability is Gilded Fist. AU will smash you and deal humanoid damage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow. His next ability is Gold Skin. I'm sorry, I'm having Austin Powers flashbacks throughout all of this.
I love gold.
Exactly. This attack will deal elemental damage and reduce damage AU takes for one round. He put up his shield.
Made it's of gold.
His final ability is Gold Rush. AU will rush across the country with a rusty pan. Damaging the economy for generations to come. No. AU will rush in, dealing elemental damage to your pet, as well as taking a little bit of damage to himself in his frenzy.
Oh my gosh. I just picture him just standing there. Hey, boys and girls, let's go get some gold!
Gold!
I got me some pans. Where's the river? Oh, man. So
Exactly.
After he gets the gold, he's going to go to the next pet, which is Banks, which is a golden pig. Also, it is a critter type. Now, Banks's first ability is Make It Rain. It's exactly as you think. Banks will actually be tossing gold coins at your pet, dealing mechanical damage. But even more so, gold will fall from the heavens onto your pet for the next four rounds.
Okay,
as well.
See, this is the sort of ability that shouldn't be in pet battles, because how many strapped for cash people are gonna just knock their pets aside, hold open their bags, and try and get all the money?
You know what? That is actually a valid way of gaining money, so I'm sure there's gonna be a couple. Yep, but here's the thing. If you have problems with Make It Rain, then hopefully this next one will be a little bit better for you. It is called Uncanny Luck. This will actually be increasing Blinktron's team's hit chance by 50% and the critical strike chance by 25%.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. Not for you.
I don't like that. No.
So, it's unlucky.
Yes, it's unlucky for me, the player.
Yeah.
The person who cares.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, everybody knows that Blinktron has a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Banks does something that we all wish we could, and that is a move called Buried Treasure. Now, this little pig will actually dig up a bone, I'm assuming eat it, and then he'll be healed for 25% of his health.
Whoa, that is really a random thing for him to do.
No, not really.
Dig up a bone and eat it.
It's probably laced with gold.
He couldn't dig up a truffle?
Nope.
Or an apple?
Nope, because it's a dinosaur bone and those are, like, you know, worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, you know, whenever I'm feeling low on HP, I always go to the Natural History Museum myself.
Well, no you don't, because those aren't actually bones.
Some of them are.
They're fossils, there's a difference.
A fossil is a bone?
It's rock.
Well, yeah. So you just said he digs up a dinosaur bone and eats it because those are good.
Yeah, I know. You're not supposed to point out my inconsistencies.
And here I thought you were going to go, but dinosaurs are alive, Aludra. Alive and well.
On Dinosaur Island, where if you kill a whole bunch of them and get bones, then you can get yourself a new pet.
Yay! Okay. Moving on, his final pet is Little B. Because, hey, we don't have enough bosses throwing in smaller versions of themselves. This is Little Blingtron, a mechanical type, and...
Guess what the guess B stands what? For?
Blingtron?
Yep!
Or...
Yep.
Oh, really? It stands... Whoa.
No, it stands for, yep, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so his first ability is... I'm adding vowels to this. Smackthat.exe. This will initiate the smacking protocol, dealing mechanical damage plus a bit extra if the user surprises your pet by attacking first.
Yeah.
His next ability is extra plating. Little B equips additional plating, reducing all damage taken by 50% for 3 rounds. More shields.
Yep.
His final ability is Blingtron's gift package, where Little B will toss a gift package dealing magical damage. If he misses you, he'll be healed. Well, that's lame.
Well, you know, it kind of falls along with the theme of Blingtron. You either get something crappy or something awesome. Well, in your case, if you're fighting him, it's something crappy both ways.
Yes!
That's like a dead mole. Yeah. Oh.
I don't like it.
Well, I will say, though, I love all of the pets that Blingtron has. They totally fit. It's a really fun thing. And
good theme.
Yeah, very good theme. And, you know, he's a pain.
Hey, I want a pet that knows smackthat.exe. Come on, guys.
Do you have a little bling?
Actually, I do.
Well, there you go.
Oh, he has it. I haven't leveled him yet.
Well, I haven't either, so I'm just assuming he has it.
Boy, our face is going to be red if Ben is wrong, huh, Ben?
Yeah. Give me 30 seconds and I'll tell you for sure.
30 seconds? In the age of the internet, he wants 30 seconds.
Yep, smackthat.exe. It's the level 1. So he starts off with that.
Wow, I really have no excuse for not knowing that then.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
Hey, Aludra.
Yes, Ben?
Look what I got. It's a letter. So, if I was wrong, you know what would have happened to Ludra?
I would mock you for the next year.
Well, you do that anyway. But I'm sure that
not
we would have...
Not about that specifically.
Well, true. But I am sure that we would have gotten a letter from someone. And you know what? We absolutely love getting letters. In fact, if you have any, send them to wowbattlepets@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we can answer your questions like... this one posed to us. We got a letter that said, I have been listening to the podcast every time it comes out, but I forget to write down the team building teams as I am listening. Do you have them in show notes or anywhere else to allow me to find them when I'm not listening to the show? And that is from Ahenia from AIE.
Ooh. Well, Ahenia, that's all on me.
Yep, I'm blaming you entirely.
Chronically ill Aludra, God, we hate her.
Well, I don't hate chronically ill Aludra. She's just not as cool as chronically not ill Aludra.
Yeah, she's awesome. All right, so anyway, you can yell at me about it because that's supposed to be in the show notes. But to be honest, I've been having a hard time some days still, in spite of all my best efforts. And so our show notes have been non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
But you can check the all-new You-inspired Twitter. No, really. Okay, to be honest, we've been meaning to do this for a while.
Nope,
but
it's entirely your fault.
I'm talking about the Twitter.
Yeah. The reason that we have a Twitter is entirely Ahenia's fault.
No, because we've been discussing this for a while, to be fair.
I'm trying to give him more credit. Come on.
Guys,
we love our listeners.
Yes, and Ahini is the reason why we got up off our big brown duffs and actually did it. But we've been like, we should do this. Oh, yeah, we'll do it. And then haven't done it for like the last year, I want to say.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, Ahini, thank you for totally being the inspiration for us to make a Twitter account.
To tweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I have a problem with tweeting. But it's great because now you can follow at Battle Pets and you don't have to follow me and all the 90,000 tweets I do a day. Totally.
And what was that tweet, that Twitter again, that is going to be correct when you say it this time?
Oh, the Twitter that will be correct when I say it this time is at Battle Pets Show.
I'll try and edit that into what you were saying.
No. Go ahead. Leave it as it is. It's perfect. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Maybe not leave the awkward pause there, but yeah.
Cool.
Yes. So, because I scrolled up and I was like, it's not at MMO Champion. I'll tell you that. That is not us. All right.
So, yeah, thank you very much for your letter, and thank you for kicking us in the behind to jumpstart what we've been meaning to do in the first place.
Exactly.
Yep, and with that...
I'm naming Ahenia Cooler Ben.
Hey.
Okay, Work Motivation Ben.
Yeah, that works. Okay.
Work Motivation Ben. Okay. Because they signed it as Ben as well.
Perfect.
Which I think was just confused me.
Yeah.
Probably.
Us Bens do that.
I know. All right, so moving on, we are going to dive into team building.
Team building.
All right, guys, get your pens ready. no.
Check the show notes.
You mean the Twitter, because I'm probably going to lazy out of the show notes again.
Yeah, that too.
All right, so last show's team was Northrend Sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
That is a brilliant set of names, and I said I had it, and I totally have it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Okay, so my team, Northrend Sporadic, is Snowy Fox Kid, because he only appears when it snows.
Oh, and that is sporadic.
Yes. And then Enya, my what you call it, unborn Valkyrie. Yes, I named her Enya. Okay. Because she floats around and it's very sail away, sail away, sail away. So I love it. Especially when her name was way, way, way up at the top of the game. To me, and my leash would go up there and she'd just be behind me and I felt like I was like towing a boat, I swear.
Mine's name is Susan.
Susan, that's awesome. We are very different people, Ben.
Yes, we are.
And finally, Mr. Bigglesworth, because to get Mr. Bigglesworth, you have to get drops from all the Naxxramas bosses that drop pets.
That is very true.
And that is not to be counted on. That is like a 1 in 4 drop rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, very sporadic.
All right, cool.
And they're all from Northrend.
That is true. I, however, went an entirely different way, which I tend to do.
Really?
I do that a lot, actually. I started off with the fungal abomination.
Because from Naxxramas.
It's a fungal, so that means it would release spores.
Oh my god.
And it's from Northrend. So, going along with the spore route of this,
it really does.
What's next, of course?
Spores, molds, and algae, folks.
Is, of course, the sporling sprout. And because, you know, you can't lean too heavily on the Northrend, you can't lean too heavily on the sporadic, I had to balance it out with another Northrend pet, so I went with something that I hold near and dear to my heart because I happen to love wargs and I love pups. So, of course, it's the Fjord Warg Pup.
But you can't go away from sporadic because that is the theme.
Well, yeah, but how random and sporadic is it that I would throw a random Northrend pet in there? But see, we have sporadic covered in the sporling sprout and the fungal abomination, and the Northrend covered in the fungal abomination and Fjord Warg Pup. So see, totally balanced. It works. Boom.
All mine are sporadic in Northrend.
I don't care. You do your list how you want. I'll do my list how I want.
I will do my list how I want, even if it means frying a few
eggs.
Wiggles.
Well, my big question is, what's next?
Oh, well, where can we take it next? Well, Northrend was followed by
Clan.
Cataclysm is what I was going with. And okay. What was Cataclysm about? Dragons!
And clans.
Exactly!
That's
there,
right.
See where I'm going now?
Team building. We could do that again if you want, because I sound stupid.
No, it is so good. I like it so much.
All right, so.
But if you're dead set to do it again.
Yeah, right. This is going to stay in. I don't edit the show. Well, I do, but, you know, I don't actually edit it. So.
Great.
So next week.
You
Clan
got your pen.
Dragon.
Clan Dragon. I don't know where I'm going to take this one.
Oh, sure. The last couple of weeks, you're all like, oh, I know. And now you don't? Come on.
Yeah. I might have an idea, but it's kind of sketchy.
Okay. Well, in that case, if you are listening to the show and you want to send in your team building team, go ahead.
Or give us points.
Or give us points.
Because contest.
Yep, that's right. You know what? I'll let you take it over because you have a, you know what you want to say.
No, I just know what I want to interrupt you with.
Well, thanks. No,
but if you want to send it, if you want to give us points based upon who has the coolest logic, you know, tweet at us. Tweet at our new Twitter for the show, Battle Pets Show. And just give us the points so then we can get the crown. And then the crown will be worn by me and I will look lovely.
Or
and
if you want to see me wear a pink tiara, vote for me.
Dang it, Ben! You're gonna win!
So, if you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net. We are on iTunes and Stitcher, too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at AlTheMage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And our new show Twitter that we cannot emphasize enough is at BattlePetsShow. Yes, there's two S's next to each other.
Yeah.
We're awesome that way.
Yeah, very much so. You can also listen to us on other shows. Aludra is on the AIE podcast.
Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable, Geektopia, and Flex Mode. But, Ben didn't mention that I guested on Azeroth Roundtable.
Yes, you did last Friday. Now,
yes.
I will preface this and say for those of you who listen to the other show and you want to hear what our raid chat is like, this is as close as it's going to get and still be semi-appropriate.
No, it's entirely appropriate, which kind of puts it far away from our raid chat.
Very true.
Far and away. What show number was that, Ben?
That was show number 77.
77, guys. Look for me there. I am there. I am teasing everybody. It is great fun that is had by all.
And if you want to hear it where it's not so chaotic, listen to, I believe, episode either 2 or 3. Aludra was on that episode as well.
Oh, wow. It's been that long?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
Like, super crazy. That's
very
before Ben was on this show, guys.
I know. And you were just someone who I kind of knew.
That is really weird to think about. Just kind of knowing Ben. Oh, my God. Somebody that I kind of knew. Okay, no. Our theme song, Separate Riders Here, was by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and is copywritten to us as well.
So now we get to go and play field hockey?
Awesome! Hey, how hard do you think it'll take my Pandaren to swing to knock your Blood Elf's block off?
That's it. I'm done. Goodbye, everybody.